Wake up, kid, and welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. This is Jeremy, and this week we are focused on this question: do you have a soul? And the answer, of course, is yes, I have a soul that will live forever. There's a part of you that can't be seen or felt or even heard, but that will live forever. It's the part of you that thinks and feels and dreams, the part that gets excited, the part that gets sad, and it's the real you, and that part will never, ever, ever go away. Today, we've got kind of a Christmas-focused episode talking about our soul, but first, we have a dorky joke of the day.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Jack.
What do clouds wear under their shorts?
What?
Thunder pants.
Hey, kid, let's wake up and spend some more time thinking about our souls, what they are and what they should be doing. We know that every person has a soul. It's the part of you that can't be touched or seen. It's the part of you that thinks, feels, dreams, plans, and it connects with God. It's the part of you that can never be destroyed and that will live forever. I'm recording this episode just 2 weeks before Christmas Day. One of my favorite parts of the Christmas story is the conversations Mary has when she finds out that she will have a baby boy and he will be the Son of God. When she talks to her cousin about it, she literally sings a song. She is so excited about the big plan that God has for her life that she breaks into song just like a Disney character. And the first line of the song she sings says, "My soul shall magnify the Lord." Mary is thankful that God is doing big things in her life. Mary is happy that God loves her. So Mary is glorifying God in her soul. The part of Mary that thinks and feels is focused on thinking about how good God is and feeling love for Him. Remember that God made us to glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. And we glorify God by loving Him and obeying Him. That's what's going on. Mary is glorifying God as she loves Him with her soul. But she doesn't stop there. She doesn't just feel love on the inside. She also glorifies God by loving Him with her actions. She sings a song about how great He is and how much He loves her. Some people think it would be good enough to love God and glorify Him on the inside with our soul, our spirit, our heart, our mind. But to truly love God means to glorify Him on the outside too. Mary couldn't keep her love for God from showing. She let her cousin and anyone else see and hear that God has done great things for her and that she loves Him very much. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever. I can and should glorify God with my soul and with all the rest of me too.